Monday night, 6 o'clock. We were off last week for Memorial Day. Darren McFarland, Coach Matt Riggs, Seagull Boys basketball coach. And now we talk to Eagleville baseball coach Brandon Bassam, who is back-to-back state champs. Pretty cool. Coach, how we doing?
Doing great, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, if you didn't tell us you were doing great, I would ask why. Why the heck not? It's pretty cool, huh? I mean, what is it like, by the way, being the hunted the second go-around? Because you know that's the case because you're the defending state champs. And what's it like going in? Because, you know, think about that. The previous year when you went in and then compared to what you just went into in the 1A state tournament, did it have a different feel or did it not have a different feel?
A different feel. You know, you had different teams. And, of course, going into last year, you know, our school had never won a championship. I had never won a championship. So, you know, I think we were ranked number one. So you felt that pressure of, you know, is it our time finally? And, you know, we get that done and end the year on a great streak. And, you know, the kind of this time we just kind of started, even in the fall, with the kind of the theory of embrace the chase and, you know, kind of let that be a privilege and not a pressure. And, you know, people are going to know who we are this time now. And a completely different team because the top four hitters in the order from 22 were not back in 23, and we lost six seniors. So it was a different field. And these guys, I think, just kind of embraced that. And as they say, without a doubt, I think played our best ball the last couple of weeks of the season.
Mm. So you lost your top four, you said, and coming into this year?
We did.
Wow. That's so you had to feel good though about maybe some of the younger kids from the previous year that they could step up. So how do you approach that as a coach trying to get maybe them to, I guess, move to that next level where you need them a year later?
Well, like I said, you know, we played some sophomores that became juniors and then, you know, some juniors that became seniors. You know, basically we just kind of moved up. Five through nine, you know, like five went to one, nine went to two, kind of filled in the order from there. Trent Young, who was a senior we had, that was kind of injured a lot his junior year, had a big senior year, so he stepped up. He had almost 400. We had Nathan Brown that transferred in, that filled in the middle of the lineup, was our catcher most every day. So you know, we had a couple guys that were surprises as well. We had a sophomore that went to a junior, Braden Baker, who had a great year on the mound and at the plate and was a Mr. Baseball candidate for us. So, yeah, you know, some guys just stepped up and filled in spots, probably, you know, even more than I could have imagined, which, you know, which led to us making the run again.
So this is year four for you at Eagleville?
Yeah, started the year of COVID because we played three games that year and, you know, and got canceled.
So
that was
off
the rough start. What's that?
So it's your fault. Huh, Coach? How did you deal with that? Goodness gracious.
Well, you know, not the start you want for sure. You know, when you're coming in, again, the program was established, but I think every coach has a certain way. You know, you want to do things, and you know, you want things to run. And so that, you know, that was not the start we wanted for sure, or anybody did. Because then the next year, you know, you come back, and all those, you know, we're quarantined for about half of the preseason and all those things. So just, you know, just a rocky start. And I remember we left South Pitt that night, and I guess it would be 21, and just had a terrible night down there in the upstate and lost 10 to nothing. And, you know, we're on the way home, and I'm just, you know, scratching my head thinking, is this thing ever going to get to the, you know, the point where we want to be? And, you know, I just thought that 22 class had those senior leaders that stepped up, and that's really, I think, where we, you know, kind of got established. And, of course, now the tough thing is trying to keep this thing going.
Well, Coach, I'm curious, and again, personally, Coach here, thank you for doing this on a whim this evening. Keeping the thing going, I've coached in a small community, and you said that, you know, it's the school's first title. How did you, or was it even a thing that you even had to deal with or be mindful of, yay, we got that gold ball last year, now we can rest on our laurels or whatever the term may be? How did you keep them hungry that guys were not done? What was that?
Well,
a thing,
I mean,
you had to
know,
deal with or mindful of?
You know, I mean, it was something I think that I tried to get them to embrace. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but, you know, I told the kids, I said, you've got to be a different character because there's, you know, there's people in this life that, let's say, whatever their goal is, you know, that's to walk across America or climb Mount Everest, you know, then you do that and you get back down or you finish that walk. then you say, hey, let's go do it again. And there's only so many of those people out there. So, I mean, I think that just goes two things. One, to the type of character of kids we have at Eagle, and two, you know, the coaching staff we had that bought in and did the same thing. And, you know, this team was different from 22, no doubt. You know, this team was more laid back, and I guess sometimes I'm more of a rah-rah guy and want to be, you know, a little more, you know, aggressive. And this team just kind of had that laid back. Sometimes I thought, well, is that because we're complacent or just who we are? And, you know, and it's kind of scary. This team to me just kind of had that switch, and when we needed to turn it on at times, we did. So, you know, I think back to the region final. We're up 3-2, and I kind of challenged them late. And, you know, I think we ended up winning 11-4. You know, we're down 3-0 in the first round of the sectional, going in the bottom of the fifth, and we get 6 in the fifth and 2 in the sixth. So, you know, not every team can do that, and it's not something, you know, for sure as a coach that you want, because it can drive you crazy. But this team just kind of had that niche of when it was time to go, and they did it all year long. So, you know, without a doubt, just, you know, we just have great kids, and that's part of it.
Great stuff. Now, Coach, my next question, as we got Coach Basham here, Eagle back-to-back gold ball winner here, with his baseball program in a great community. Let's put D-Mac here on the spot, Coach. Are you ready?
Sure.
How much do we think he knows about the beautiful community that is Eagle, Tennessee?
Ooh,
D-Mac?
I know I've been around for a while. Even I think as a high schooler, I used to listen to him and Plaster and Willie D talk some sports, you know, back on the 104.5. And surely he knows about Eagle. Now, how much he knows and how many red lights we got in the three restaurants, I would say he probably doesn't know all that, but we'll see.
We did a lot of remotes in those days, but I don't think we went to Eagleville.
Well, all right. See, in case you've not heard our show, I'm always looking to score free stuff, Coach, okay? So it sounds like a remote needs to be at Coach T's, because I've not got to eat there yet.
Oh,
all right, but I got to take the fare, and I know Coach T. All right, known him a while, so yeah, we're going to have to figure that out. So Darren, we're going to have to just carpool, saddle up, and get ourselves to Eagleville for a remote. All I've heard is nothing but great about that place regarding its food.
Done.
It'd be a great remote, because Coach T, you know, our old principal, opened up a restaurant there when he retired. So I'm a little disappointed. I can't believe you haven't been in there yet, Matt. Do you? And I'm sure Coach Tollett crossing paths at some point in your coaching career. But anyway, that would be a fantastic spot for you, I guarantee it.
I've got to get there at some point. I've always said, Darren, Coach, Eagle is it's a little gold mine from a coaching perspective. And I hope it don't sound pretentious, might not be the word. I promise it, I'm complimenting. Because, again, I come from a small town playing in one and coaching in one. You've got Rutherford County facilities, you've got Rutherford County teacher pay, you know, if you slot all the factors into play. But Eagleville has the community feel like none other. And that's just a beautiful thing that I've always respected from that area and from that town. And that's just got to be a great fit. Now, that's, Coach, that's going to come with a little pressure along the way. Let's not sugarcoat it, I guess, if I'm wrong here. But I would rather people care that I win or lose than not care about my kids and my program at all. And so I've always thought, Coach, that Eagle is just a beautiful place for athletics.
I absolutely agree. And I'll be being honest, that's one of the reasons I'm there. You know, my dad was in this business for over 30 years at Mount Pleasant, kind of finished his career up at CA and MTCS. And so that's the kind of feel I wanted, you know, when I coached. And I can remember the three, runs he made to the state championship. He had three runner-ups in his career in 89, 98, and 04. So that's kind of what I envisioned, you know, when I got into coaching. And actually, a student taught in Eagle at 2000, worked at MTCS for a few years, was at Cascade for 10 years. And then when this job came open in 19, it was just something that I just, you know, had to put my name in the hat. And, you know, it finally worked out. So, again, just always be appreciative of Coach Tollett giving me that chance. And like I said, you know, we fought through COVID, we fought through quarantine, and, you know, so now we've got it established, and just, you know, two unreal, you know, runs, really, to be honest with you, when you talk about baseball and the stats we put up for 2 years. So, you know, now the challenge is trying to keep this thing going, and, I think we've got a good group coming back. We lost 6 seniors again, 4 starters again, so it kind of feels like it did a year ago, and, you know, how in the world I'm going to motivate them again, I'm not sure, but we'll do the best we can, I promise you that.
We're speaking with Brandon Bassam, who is the Eagleville baseball coach, back-to-back state titles for that program. You just mentioned your father did this for decades, so in the community of Mount Pleasant and others. But how much influence did he have on? I mean, did you just kind of know growing up, knowing that's what Dad did, that this is probably the path you were going to take, or when did you think this was the path you were going to take?
That's kind of a funny story. It's probably too long in this interview. I was always a big guy. Like, I liked law enforcement. I had a great uncle I was really close to that was a cop. I thought I was going to be a TBI or FBI agent. And Dad, a little bit, you know, kind of discouraged me from it just because, you know, it's long nights. Sometimes it's sleepless nights. Sometimes it's not as rewarding as it looks on the outside, you know. So I spent about 2.5 years at Freed Hardeman in the criminal justice department. And then, you know, the more I kind of talk with people and all the paperwork and, you know, and the hassle that comes with starting as a cop. You know, I come in one Christmas before I went back to school and back to baseball season and said, "Hey, Dad, I think I'm going to do what you do," you know, and he kind of questioned me, "Are you sure?" And they said, "Hey, you and Mom have done it and, you know, and made a living out of it. And, you know, you're off in the summer when me and my sister are off and it's worked out." So, you know, after a little talk, he said, "Well, you know what you're getting into." And so, but no doubt he's had a huge influence on my career. He's still around. You know, I actually went to Mount Pleasant last night to celebrate his 73rd birthday. So, you know, good times because he's been there for both of them. Like I said, you know, he had 3 state runner-ups. My team's been in the state tournament 3 times before last year. So, you know, it was our 7th trip together before we ever got that thing. So I know how elusive that is. And, you know, to do it again, like I said, it's unbelievable. It really is. So, you know, just can't thank the kids, the coaching staff, and the community enough for getting behind these guys and rallying and doing it again.
How much did you pick his brain, or how much do you pick his brain, or do you guys not go there as father son?
I still do at times. You know, that there's what's really funny is for a few years when he started the football program at MTCS, I helped him in football. And he helped me in baseball. So that was probably the most interesting conversation with him being my, quote, assistant, you know. So some of those are really interesting. but no, you know, I know he's there when I need him. I still lean on him some, and, you know, and especially in big decisions or especially when you get into last week, you know, some things like that. But, again, just a great influence in my life. Glad he's still around. You know, my 2 boys were on the team last year. I had a senior and a freshman last year, the only year that both of them were on the team together. So to get to share that with everyone, again, you know, it's just – it's a story, really, you can't write. You know, so I told somebody, I mean, literally, for 2 years, I've basically been living the dream, and that's, you know, it's hard to try to keep that thing going.
That's where it's at right there, Coach. That's a beautiful piece of the entire story. We opened this show. I shared a secret with Darren. It's not that important. I'm not going to bore you with it. But another secret I'm going to share with you and Darren is I actually started my college little run at MTSU as a criminal justice major. I was going to be some hotshot TBI agent myself, and look at me now. We're coaching kids, right? My question, though, is, you know, Darren went, how much do you lean on Dad? My question is, how much have you kind of rubbed it in on Dad a little bit? Hey,
I don't go there for sure. He's still got several more wins than I do, and you know, I know he's a legend to me, and I think he is to other people as well. So, you know. Absolutely. Not something we talk about. I know he's super proud of me and the boys, and you know, I guess that's really what we've talked about more than, you know, me having a couple and him, you know, falling short in the 3 he got to. Of course, a lot different now. You know, back then, public and private wouldn't split. I know 2 of those times he went. In 89, he faced an Ezo Harding team that may have been the best team in the state overall, much less in 1A. So that was really tough. And then in 04, played a good passer team, I think, which won like 40 games. That was really, really good. So those teams probably prevented him from winning at least a couple. And he had some more good teams, too, back then. Because, you know, back then you had to win Monday, Wednesday, and Friday because there's only 4 teams in the state. So, you know, he had great teams and great numbers. And, you know, again, it's fun to walk around with him sometimes and just see the people and hear him call him coach. And, you know, sometimes when people hadn't made the connection yet, that's usually the first question. You know, are you Eddie's son? And then I probably say, yeah. So, but, yeah, that's something we hadn't really talked about. And I don't think we have to. So.
Before we wrap this up. Go ahead, Coach.
I got one more, Darren. Yep. I'm obviously in jest, poking some fun at Dad, but those granddads who are going to listen to this, I mean, your father got a 3-for-1. He got to watch 2 of his grandsons and his son through that success. That is a beautiful thing, Coach. And I hope when the dust settles, the smoke clears, that everyone involved does not lose sight of that. That is just – that's awesome, Coach. That is an awesome part of the story.
Well, thank you. I think he takes great pride at it. I know he does, you know, just from from talking to him and watching him, you know, and seeing him that day. So, like I said, sometimes he's not a man of many words, but when he talks, you listen, and that, you know, I think he knows how special these last 2 years have been. So, you know, the other thing, of course, now my sophomore's got one up on my senior from last year. So that may be a totally different subject, you know, when it comes to that. But, you know, we'll let them know that.
Let's end with a coach. I do want to go back with something you said. I think you said you're up 3-2 or down 3-2. You said you challenged the boys at that point, and then they pulled away. How did you approach challenge them? Tell us what you did to obviously spark something.
Well, you know, it's one of those. Well, I think we had a three, and you got to kind of. I mean, I think we played Moore County 16 times in 3 years. So,
oh my!
You know, then our district usually play them a couple times in the. In the district tournament, you know, in the last couple years, 3 years actually, we played them in the region final. So we're playing them again in the region final. And if I remember, I think we're up 3-2 in the fifth. I think we made four errors in the inning. If I remember, I think that's right. And the lead gets cut to 3-2. And I basically said, "Hey, look, you know, here's a great opportunity again. You know, if we win this thing tonight, you know, we got the substate here at home. If we don't, we probably got to travel to West Tennessee, probably McKenzie. You know, who was runner up to us." A year ago, you know, if we're going to do it, and you know, it, basically it's time to go. Now, you know, there's probably something else I said in there, but that's, you know, that's okay. But, you know, again, and they literally rescinded. Again, that's what they did all year. They responded all year. It was either a 6-run or 8-run inning, I think, in the bottom of that fifth. And honestly, that was an inning where we got some help, you know, but I think that's what good teams do. You know, they walked a couple, made a couple errors, and the next thing I look up, it's, whatever it was, 9-2, 11-2, and I think that thing ended up 11-4. So, And kind of the same thing a little bit in the sectional when we're down 3-0 in the fifth and we got bases loaded, one out. It's a hard hit ground ball to third, and my guy on second's busting it, and the ball gets just far enough away from the third baseman that he beats in there, and so it's 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. I think we go like walk, single, double, single, and bam, it's 6-3. And kind of, you know, from then on out, it was just, you know, it was just kind of hard time, you know. So.
It's crazy, right, how just in this game, just a play here or a play there can literally change the whole outcome of a game or change the complexion of a game.
In this sport, absolutely. Yeah. It, you know, listen, and usually it comes with two outs. And so I always tell them, man, just try to extend the inning and get the next guy to play and see what happens. Again, they've done a phenomenal job for 2 years. I just couldn't be more proud of them. And like I said, it's been something else to go through.
I bet. Congratulations again. That is quite a feat. Obviously, it's amazing to do it one time, but then to repeat it, that's pretty incredible. Enjoy your summer. I'm sure you will. And we certainly appreciate you joining us. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. Anytime. Appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks for what you do.
All right. That is Brandon.
Coach, I ain't too far away. Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. I'm not too far away. That is Brandon Bassum, who is Eagleville's baseball coach, and they just did it. 1A state champs back-to-back years. By the way, I don't think they lost a game in postseason play. Pretty impressive. All right, we'll step away. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more of Youth Connect here on WNSR.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we